Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
It's too early to estimate the extra cost of this week's Christchurch earthquakes, but Greens co-leader Russell Norman asked Finance Minister Bill English if he would consider raising a special levy or tax to pay for them.
Will the Minister reconsider the case for raising an earthquake levy, given that the most recent earthquakes have thrown into doubt what the final cost might be?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, no, we don't plan to reconsider it. The government, as we indicated in the budget, has the capacity to fund its part, its share of the Christchurch rebuilding costs. There are other more significant issues at the moment which need to be resolved to allow the rebuild to continue. Funding isn't the main one.
Russell Norman then asked the Minister if it was fair for the people of Christchurch to bear the whole cost.
Is he aware that the Christchurch City Council is proposing to raise an earthquake levy on ratepayers? And is it not a cruel paradox that the very people least able to pay an earthquake levy, the ratepayers of Christchurch, may have to pay a levy when the rest of the country doesn't?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, certainly the burden of the earthquake falls by far the most heavily on the people of Christchurch. That is why I think the rest of New Zealand will effectively be paying for the rebuild. I mean, we've borrowed the money now. It's got to be repaid later with interest. And all New Zealanders are going to be contributing to that.
But war veterans may have an even longer wait for recompense, given their minister's response to this question from Labor's chief whip, Rick Barker.
When can veterans expect to have a full response from the government in response to the Law Commission's report, a new support scheme for veterans?
The Minister of Veterans Affairs is Judith Collins, and her response that work was ongoing earned her a smack across the knuckles from the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
The question was a primary question. It did ask when, and while there may be no specific answer, I'd have thought some reference to that in a primary question would be appropriate.
The Minister said it was difficult to give a date when work was still ongoing, before running into trouble again when answering Mr Barker's next question.
What does it say about the National Government's priorities when veterans have been waiting for a year or more for an answer to the Law Commission's report, when South Canterbury finances wealthy investors were attended to immediately by paying out their cash and interest, costing over $1 billion?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Well, Mr Speaker, it says an awful lot about the Labor Party's priorities when they didn't
order,
even bother to...
Order.
The Speaker chided the Minister on her approach.
She may be grumpy with me for pulling her up over the first answer, but I can accept that in the fullness of an answer there may be issues that do spill over from the previous government. But to start the answer that way is not very helpful.
But Judith Collins was unrepentant.
The member who's asking the question didn't even bother to raise this issue with the Select Committee
that is not acceptable.
Now for something completely different, as Rhys Lyon reports from the committee rooms.
Climate Change Minister Nick Smith appeared before the Local Government and Environment Committee as it considered this year's budget appropriation for his ministry. Dr Smith began by lauding the implementation of the Emissions Trading Scheme.
I've been hugely impressed and encouraged by the work, not just by MFE officials, but by the other officials in the smooth implementation of the ETS. This is probably the most complex reform put in place since GST was implemented in New Zealand.
Dr Smith said aspirations for carbon reductions were conditional on what happened globally.
The government's 2020 target of a 10 to 20% reduction is highly conditional on three elements. A comprehensive international agreement in which countries, including those large developing countries, make commitments. Secondly, it is conditional on some really important detailed rules, particularly around forestry, and us being successful in the international negotiations around those. And thirdly, it is conditional on New Zealand being able to have access to international carbon markets.
And Dr Smith rejected Green Party committee member Sue Kedgley's claim that the government wasn't serious about reducing carbon emissions.
It's more than an aspiration. It is this government's view that New Zealand needs to do its fair share on climate change. You can only do that if you know what other countries' commitments is going to be. So no, New Zealand is not going out there unilaterally and saying that we're going to get a 10 to 20% reduction in emissions by 2020, regardless of what the world does. What we are saying is that is the offer that we have put on the table in the international negotiations, subject to those conditions that I've outlined.
Climate Change Minister Nick Smith speaking to the Local Government and Environment Committee considering this year's budget appropriations for that ministry.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.